You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. We have clients in over 20 Broadway shows and other actors across the entire country using an interactive fitness app to work one-on-one with me. So if you're looking to marry a pursuit of a career in theater with aspirations of going on this fitness journey, I'm your guy. I've been doing it for 17 years as a former actor and a trainer. Just been doing this for a long time, trying to marry the two together and making sure that actors are training like athletes. So if you want to try a free trial, go to builtforthestage.com and we'll be on our way with working together. All right, let's bring on our special guest. Special guest, as always, going to pop up their Instagram handle right there. I recently saw our guest in Funny Girl. A phenomenal tap dancer and performer, just blew me away. It was actually one of like the extreme highlights of the show for me. I went home just thinking about it over and over again. So let's bring on our guest, John Michael Fiumata. I'm gonna give a little roll of the R there. Are you Italian?
That was good. A little Italian flair. That was good. Thank you so much for the introduction.
You know, as a fellow Italian, I had to do it justice.
Where's your family from?
My family is from Palermo, Sicily.
Okay. Yeah, my grandfather is from Sicily as well.
Hey, there we go. Hey, paisan.
Yeah.
where are you calling in from? What part of New York?
Upstate. Not upstate. Uptown.
Uptown.
I wish I were upstate, though.
Right,
some nature, but uptown is definitely good enough for me. I'm near Fort Tryon Park, so I'm just enjoying that nature there. So
saw on your Instagram that the show it brought you back from California. You were over on the West Coast before the show, correct?
I was in California and then I came here literally, yeah, like you said, for the show. I had always said if I was going to go back to New York, it would be for a job. And they called me and I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go be with the tap dancers. So
amazing. So you didn't know like audition process. You just got a call and were like, hey, would you be in this?
No, I'm as cool as that would sound. No, I did audition. I sent a self-tape like back in like October, November of last year. Mm-hmm. So around this time last year. And then I didn't hear anything and I kind of forgot about it. And then just out of nowhere, I just got a call like, hey, do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah. So then I came here. And it's definitely been a journey ever since because I came here within like 2 weeks notice. So I had just been like subletting and staying in friends' places for the months past. And now I finally got my own place and slowly building it. And it feels really great. So, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Well, when you were over in California, you were in the West Side Story movie as big deal, huh?
We had filmed that. I was living in New York at the time. We had filmed that in 2019. And then the movie came out last year. So that was pretty
neat. I'm laughing at myself because it's funny how like the pandemic has just ruined time for me. Like I feel like 2019 was last year, but really it wasn't.
Yeah. You're definitely not alone in that feeling.
Yeah. Okay, so with the with like, how do you navigate that? Because I think a lot of actors and performers could benefit from your experience. Kind of like, how do you get in routine or settle yourself while subletting and while bouncing from this place to that place? Like, do you have any pillars that you try to practice regularly to keep you grounded?
At first, I thought you were going to say, do you have any pills that you practice with? No. That's a great question, because it's really, really difficult to feel grounded whenever you're literally physically moving around that much. And you can really feel the difference whenever you're in a place that you can feel more at home, literally. It does make a really big difference. But I think the anchor for me is getting to the gym and exercising and taking dance class and sleeping and eating right, you know, doing things that make me feel as close to home as possible. So I think those things that I just listed are definitely really big anchors for me. And when I'm not doing that consistently, when I'm not connected to the craft or my art or something that I want to work on personally or emotionally, or, you know, like I said, getting to the gym and working on myself and having a goal going somewhere, when I'm not doing that, I feel very far away from myself and I don't like to get to that place. So a good way to hone back in is a lot of meditation. And just, I think, trying to get the circadian rhythm on track as much as possible, you know, waking up, going for a walk, getting some light in your eyes, getting some exercise, getting your breath going. It's a lot of little things that add up, if that makes sense. So yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. And I wish that it made a lot of sense to more people, because it's definitely the little things that add up, like exactly like you just said. Sure. With the gym, you're no stranger to fitness, obviously. How do you find the time with a show or rehearsals? As a trainer that trains actors only, this is a common theme that I'm having to always discuss, which is, you know, the importance of continuing to train in spite of your physical activity within a show, because you're not covering so many different facets in everyday life. You're just doing a repetitive thing over and over and over and again in a show. So it's important to continue to train. How do you prioritize that? How do you make it work when you're so busy?
I think, do you ask these same questions to everyone? Or because I saw you reading from like the, no, I was curious.
No reading. No.
That's a great question. How do you find time to prioritize? I think, I don't know. That's just something, again, that is my anchor. So I know that if I don't do it, I just feel very far away from myself. So there's times where I'm like, I need to in order to stay sane. But honestly, over the pandemic, thing that came from that was working out at home. You know, I know we all found ways and different, we had to get creative with our workouts at home because all the gyms closed. So I think a big help was just having a few things at the house, like some bands and using some your body weight, you know, for a lot of things. Like that was a big thing for me. But in terms of like getting to the gym itself and making time, you just make time. there's really no other way around it. You just make time. And I think it's also what you do in the gym. So even if you can only get to the gym, for me personally, if I can only get there 3 times a week, I'm making sure that I'm like hitting the big fundamentals. And I don't know if there's really any way around it. I think it's just making time and getting there. Yeah. Even if it's for, I would love to, you know, be there for like an hour and a half or 2 hours and like really get out all the heads of the shoulder that I want or this and that, you know, for example. But sometimes a 45-minute workout, you know, it's better than no workout. You know, I think just showing up is like a really big key for me. I know that phrase is said a lot nowadays of like, just show up. But it's true. If you just show up and you just like focus and put in the intensity, you know, it's like I said, it adds up.
Yeah. One thing I do always say to everyone in these episodes or clients is to lean into the cliche statements. People want to roll their eyes at them, but it's, there's a reason that they're cliche and said over and over again. It's because they're true most of the time. So
yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up. What does your nutrition look like? How, this is important too. Like y'all are professional athletes up there. You need to be fueling your bodies properly to be able to stay at such a high level 8 times a week. What does your normal day look like as far as eating and drinking?
Yeah. Well, I try to stay away from sugar as much as possible. The sugar that I do have, it's like a lot of fruit, you know, but, again, cliche to be like, eat your fruits and vegetables, kids. But I actually was diagnosed with Crohn's disease when I was like 9 years old. And so from an early age, I had to learn that, you know, if your diet is off, then you're really going to suffer. Like it just makes things a lot worse. And the symptoms are everywhere. You can Google it. But that's something that is a constant thing that I'm constantly working on. How to heal, how to better take care of myself. But, you know, I guess the biggest thing is just getting in a lot of protein and carbohydrates and fats, you know, your macronutrients. And then there's your vitamins and micronutrients, right? I'm a huge advocate for carbs. I love carbs. Like, just really, and people, I think, are really scared of carbs. But it's not, it's just what you're eating. Like, you just have to look at what you're eating. If you're eating carbs like candy and you know, I don't know, like that's probably not the best for you. Like, we know that. But if it's like you have like a nice big sweet potato or like a bowl of quinoa or something, like I eat as much of that as I want. You know, I love carbs and I love, you know, I have some kind of protein with it as well. You know?
Yeah, carbs are our main energy source, and you can't be depleted of that when you're on the stage. And everyone that's thinking out there, I thought carbs were bad for you and they make you fat or put on weight, just check out John's Instagram at John7Michael, and you'll see that statement is as far from the truth as possible. You'll see a nice lean machine there that is saying to you directly that carbs are not the enemy. So thanks for saying that.
Another thing that's challenging about working in Midtown is that like all the food around there is really terrible. It's just not, it's not great for you. It's all, you never know how it's made or where it comes from or the way it's cooked or what it's cooked in. It's all the oils, you know, that's the really hard part. So I've been trying to be a lot better about, you know, making like setting aside an hour or two to meal prep on a Sunday night. You know, we usually have a matinee in the day, so the Sunday night we have free. So I'll try to like take time to meal prep then. So throughout the week, I have some meals to bring to the theater so that I'm not like wondering, oh, where can I go now? And just like eating whatever is there as opposed to, oh, I'm in control of what I put in my body, you know? So I think cooking meals and bringing food is also a really big thing for me.
Yeah, to be prepared is to be successful for sure. To make sure you're staying ahead of the game with scheduling, when's the exact time I'm going to do my gym session, what am I going to eat? If you're guessing, then your outcome is not going to be very precise. But if you are being precise, then your precision will lead to success for sure.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So you brought up when you were younger, you were diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Were you also like tap dancing from the jump? When did like dance become a part of your life when you were younger?
Yeah, so I started dancing when I was four or five years old. I went to a recreational dance studio in Penn Hills, Pittsburgh. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I went to a recreational studio like once a week from when I was like 4 or 5 to about 10 years old. And then I switched to a different, more competitive studio. It's called Abby Lee Dance Company. And you may have heard of it through Dance Moms and all that stuff. but I switched to there because my parents were like, you know, you're improving, you're getting better. Do you want to like hone in on your skills a little more? So we moved, and yeah, I was fortunate to have a really good tap dance teacher. His name's Matt Saffron. And he just taught me an amazing foundation and more. You know, we would always start class with the basics and just honing in on that one thing. And I was there from when I was like 10 to 17. And I really started to fall in love with tap dancing. And then I stepped away from it just because I moved to New York when I was 18 or 19. And I pretty much stepped away because I was working and I hadn't really known like where to go in the city. I didn't really have a community yet. You know, I was working a lot. There was a lot of moving around. But it wasn't until I had lived in Chicago. There's a wonderful tap dance, like the tap dance community there is ridiculous. Like they're like some of the best in the world. and so that being in Chicago kind of opened my eyes to the world of tap dancing again. And that's when I got re-inspired to put the shoes back on. And so I really got back into it a few years ago.
Well,
shoes on a little more often, you know.
One listening, it's a good thing that John did, because he is incredible. If you can check him out in the show or on his socials, anything, not just blowing smoke, you're something. It's funny you said you're from Pittsburgh. Does that mean you had no other option but to idolize Gene Kelly? Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Gene Kelly also from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he is. My grandmother actually went to high school with him.
Oh my! There you go.
Yeah. A lot of my dance inspiration came from him.
Yeah.
The hard yes.
I'll try to flatter you again by saying you're like a modern Gene Kelly up there.
Thank you. Thanks.
I mean that. Did you kind of slip in that your family moved locations to go to that other dance studio? You moved?
No, we didn't move. We didn't move like our house location, but I switched dance studios. So we it was all still in Penn Hills, but we had just gone to a different studio. But we still, my parents live in the same house that I was like born and raised in. My parents are still there.
Got it. That's very Pittsburgh of them.
Yeah.
I'm from Youngstown, which is an hour west of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Youngstown, Ohio. So you started so young. How did you like at four, your mom and dad just kind of like pushed you in there, or how did you end up starting dance as opposed to like, I don't know, going to baseball practice?
Yeah, well, I actually did play baseball as well. When we were young, you know, I also have three older sisters. They always, you know, pushed us to try new things, you know, and so like dance was one of those things for me. And I also played baseball as well. I was the pitcher, and I was pretty good, if I don't say so myself. I the way I got into it was I actually saw Lynn Swann, the football player, on the show Mr. Rogers when I was young. And he was dancing ballet on the show.
I remember the exact episode. I remember.
And I looked at my mom and I was like, hey, if I take ballet class, will I be able to jump as high as him? Because they have footage of him like jumping and catching the ball. And I was like, well, can I? And of course, when you're a kid, you romanticize it. So I'm like, I'm going to be able to like jump over tall buildings like a superhero. Like you literally, I remember going there. And so I was like, yeah, really inspired. I'll go take ballet class. And so I just did it once a week. And I remember, like, I always, like, for whatever reason, threw it like a temper tantrum before I would go. Like, I would hate going to class. I would really, really hate it. But my parents really taught me dedication and commitment when and held me accountable, because they said, okay, John Michael, it's your choice. If you want to do this, that's great. But if you're going to do it, you need to commit to it for a year. You can't back out halfway through. And so there'd be times halfway through when I'd be like, no, I don't want to do this. It's stupid. No, like, you know, they would hold me accountable. And they said, well, you said, you know, we agreed. And that, so they held me accountable, and they taught me commitment in that. And so I stuck with it. But yeah, that's Lin Swan was how I started. And then I started watching, you know, Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire films. And yeah.
Would you say that your parents kind of instilling that in you early is what probably led to so much of your success later, which is to be great? It's like, you can't be great by just doing things when you feel like it, the gym, a career in theater or anything. Like, how has that transferred in your adult life, where there's been so many times where you don't want to do it, but you still manage to? And how do you manage to? Because it's not motivation. I'll just take that out of the equation, because I know that it's not. How do you get yourself to keep showing up?
That's a great question. I was actually just talking to someone else about this the other day, about going versus wanting to go, and when you do feel motivated versus when you don't. Excuse me. I think I'm still figuring that out for myself. I think as I get grounded, the more I get grounded, the better I'll have a routine. But again, consistency, they always say consistency is key. So, and if you fall off, you know, don't beat yourself up. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's like, if you fall off, fine, just get back on the horse and just keep going. And you'll realize that your body remembers pretty quickly, you know, the more you give to it, you know? So in terms of motivation, I know that I watch other athletes and other, you know, bodybuilders and other, you know, people of sorts, and that they'll always say, like, I'm not motivated today. I don't want to be here today, but I'm showing up because it's part of the journey, you know? So I think it's important to listen to yourself, you know, because in our, career, our schedules can be very, very volatile. So it's very important to listen to yourself on the other hand and say, you know what? I actually do need to rest. I do need to prioritize this. I do need to prioritize my mental health. I do need to meditate. I do need to go for a walk, take it easy. You know, I have a show tonight. I have to exert all this energy. So it is important to know when to pick your battles, but also prioritize the pockets where you can. If you say, you know what? I actually do want to make time for this. I think it's just a mindset it's deciding. You know, I think it's all just making a decision, you know.
Can you quit Funny Girl and join? Can you, like, be my partner in all of this? Because I need.
I love that I'm checking the boxes for you, man.
That'd be great. Literally, just ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I love that. Would love to. I just got to get a T-shirt, though, first. I saw the Built for Stage. I got to get one.
Hey, it's in the mail. It's the follow-up email is already coming at you, and it's going to be sent out ASAP for sure. How do you, amongst all of that, a big key I know is moderation as well. So you're at the theater so much, 8 times a week doing the show. How or what do you like to just unwind with that's not theater related?
Like I said, working out is a given. You know, that's part of why we're here, right? That's the anchor. But something as simple as taking a walk, or I think just being in nature is so important. The city is so much. Like, it's just so much, like, for no reason. And especially because we work in Midtown, so stress levels, it's easy to increase. But I think just focusing on stress management and just taking that time and breath work is a big thing. But in terms of, like lately, I've just been into wanting to watch movies. You know, I just really want, like, I've been watching, like, older films.
Give us a short list, like your top three.
I watched Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman. I watched The Outsiders. I watched A Time to Kill. You know, and HBO Max is like, for you. And I'm like, okay. You know, like, I've just been wanting to watch, like, older, not that A Time to Kill, not that these movies are even that old, but, like, I've just been wanting to watch film, you know? And that's just been the big thing for me, because I've been inspired to just want to do things on camera more. And so just watching other actors and getting inspired in different ways, reading different books, you know, I think it's just important for what we do to just stay inspired, and also to just go and live life. Like, it's so easy to just sit on Instagram or sit on your phone for so long, but then to go, like, let me go and experience and use this money that I have from Broadway, put it aside for X, Y, and Z, but then use the other amount to go to the museum, go to the zoo, go, like, simple things, but, like, things that'll, you're experiencing little bits of life, and I think that also aids to the craft, you know? And so, yeah, right now it's just watching movies and reading books.
I love that. I love everything. You're giving me, like, Tony Robbins, Gary V vibes with all of these check marks that you're hitting with the list. Like, I probably am going to take this episode and import it into the training app so that all of our members will listen to this one, because it's been gold. I appreciate everything you've been saying.
Oh, appreciate the affirmation.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for chatting, John Michael. Appreciate your time. Everyone that's listening, again, at John 7 Michael, you can check out the description of this episode to find all things John Michael. Make sure you follow him on the gram. And if you're around the New York City area, maybe shoot him a DM. He's swinging right now. So maybe say, hey, when are you going to be in this show? Do you know, by chance? And make sure you show up when John Michael's up there, because he crushes it. Appreciate you. Thanks so much, John.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, later. All right, everyone. John Michael Fiumara. Make sure you check him out on the gram, John 7 Michael. I'm Joe Roscoe. Don't forget about our free trial, builtforthestage.com. 7 days working one-on-one. If you're lost in the gym or lost at home and you're trying to train like an actor, athlete, I'm your guy. Actors are athletes. Train like one.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.